I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A wide assortment of wearable and digital health tracking devices are now being used by individuals to monitor various aspects of their health. Dr. Michael Field is here to talk about the role these smart devices are playing in the monitoring of heart rate and rhythm for patients with cardiac conditions. Dr. Field is a professor in the College of Medicine and a cardiologist and heart rhythm expert who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of atrial fibrillation at MUSC. Dr. Field, give us an overview of what's out there in the way of smart devices sold directly to the consumer that are playing some sort of role in monitoring heart rate and rhythm for patients.
The most common is an activity sensor that provides daily assessments of physical activity and energy expenditure. These devices can also be used to monitor heart rate and rhythm. And more recently, there's several devices commercially available now which can actually record a simple EKG, and this can be reviewed later by a clinician to decide what the heart rhythm is.
What specific cardiac conditions can these devices help detect or perhaps monitor for patients?
One of the most commonly used applications is to detect atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart rhythm that can lead to a stroke. And I've been using these devices in patients, for example, that have symptoms of an arrhythmia or in some patients who have atrial fibrillation to monitor their response to my treatments, such as drugs or procedures. And we've really found value in this EKG app function during the COVID-19 pandemic when we've had to pivot to telehealth visits for many of our patients.
Do you see these devices as a plus for the consumer? And also, is it helpful for you as a heart specialist?
There is definitely a lot of benefit, and I anticipate with the appropriate amount of research and clinical data, we'll be able to figure out how to incorporate these into our practice in a way that really streamlines the way we manage patients and also results in better outcomes. But we have a lot of work to do.
What are the challenges for you as a heart specialist working with or relying upon data from these digital devices?
So there's a number of challenges. The first is really just understanding what's the accuracy of this data. And the second thing is how to manage this stream of data that's coming our way and adopting it into our existing, sometimes overstretched clinical workflow and to help understand how we filter out the good data from the bad. And finally, I'm really hoping that we can insist on the right clinical trials get done to really understand whether all this information we're getting can lead to benefits and improve clinical outcomes.
Are there any new interesting advances in the pipeline related to wearable or digital heart monitoring that's going to further change cardiac care from your perspective?
You can imagine there's a huge opportunity for creative innovation. In the next 5 to 10 years, this area is going to explode. There's companies working on new technologies such as sensors that are embedded in clothing and shoes. And I really believe that ultimately these wearable devices will allow consumers to be more engaged in their healthcare and also have better outcomes. But we really have to invest the time and the research to get us there.
Dr. Field, thanks for providing this information about smart and wearable devices.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.